expert says he expects a surge on top of a surge in 2 to 3 weeks. The U.S. Surgeon General is warning of the strain on medical care, with many facilities running out of beds and having trouble treating patients who don't have COVID but still need care.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The drug company Moderna says its coronavirus vaccine is ready for emergency use evaluation. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Talk about a change of wardrobe and a change of reality. Today, windy, sharply colder, Arctic air moving in. No traditional high today. Temperatures fall all day, down to 42 by, let's say, sunset. Upper 20s overnight tonight. The first widespread freeze of the season. Tomorrow will be a cold December day, with high temperatures only in the 40s. Coldest night will be Tuesday night. I think we'll fall to the mid-20s by dawn on Wednesday. And then back to the 50s on Wednesday afternoon. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Flags across Alabama were at half staff yesterday as former state representative Alvin Holmes was laid to rest. Holmes had been the longest serving member of the Alabama House of Representatives before his 2018 defeat. He died on November 21st at age 81. The city of Montgomery has settled a federal lawsuit on panhandling. The settlement agreement requires the city to stop the enforcement of two ordinances that once criminalized panhandling. The Montgomery Public School family is mourning the deaths of two administrators, Lee High School Assistant Principal Dr. Dennis McOrvey and Johnny Carr Middle School Assistant Principal Joshua Farrow. Their causes of death are unknown at this time. There will be counselors on campus for students and staff this week. Those are this morning's top headlines. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. From the Montgomery Newsroom, I'm Jalea Brooks.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Get the best prices with the once-a-year sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet. Now through the end of the month, take advantage of the best deals on high-quality flooring for your home. Plus, receive 12-month interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 to schedule your free pre-measurement. Make your purchase and save big. It's that simple. It's the once-a-year sales event going on now at Prattville Carpet, 2201 Cobbs Ford Road.
All right, folks, the only place you need to stop and shop is at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville on South Memorial Drive. They have everything for the hunting season, shotguns, rifles, you name it, ammunition, clothing of all sorts. Stop in there. You can get some great bargains on just about basically new guns and rifles, anything you need for the hunting season, and military and first responders discounts as well. Stop by for all your hunting needs. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Okay, class, let's bump it up to 9.
Come on, Limu, keep peddling. We got to build our endurance to let more people know that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Pick up the pace, bird legs.
Hey, don't talk to Limu like that.
I'm not. I'm talking to you.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Good Monday morning, folks. And on the line, we have Dick Brubaker from Brubaker Motors. How are you this morning?
Hey, it's a great Monday. I hope you had a good weekend.
Oh, absolutely. I hope you did, too. It's a good holiday weekend, and how about that Iron Bowl?
Hey, how about that Iron Bowl? Didn't drive to Tuscaloosa, but I know everybody who did had a great time.
Indeed.
Listen, one thing we're doing down here, from now to the end of the month, we're having our Infiniti Winter Sales event. You can lease a 2020 QX50 or QX60 for $439 per month and receive a two-year prepaid elite maintenance plan absolutely free. And if you'd rather have a pickup truck, to the end of this month, you can make no payments for 90 days on select Ram trucks in stock or 0% financing for up to 60 months. It's a pretty good deal.
So, folks, y'all get out there, stop by the Eastern Bypass and see Brubaker Motors, or go online, right?
On Brubaker.com.
Brubaker.com. Thank you, Dick.
Sure, thank you.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
Fine, how you doing? You know, it's a long way home.
It really is. So do you think Trump should be considered shameful for the strategy he has pursued? Or I'll put it more personally. Should you feel ashamed for saying the election is stolen? I mean, shouldn't he just concede already? This is what the...
No, absolutely not. Not now. Not at this point.
It's interesting. The official voices of the conservative movement for so long, places like in the Wall Street Journal and National Review, they're talking about Trump's shameful endgame.
And it's, please, I mean, everybody goes to the polls believing that it's going to be an honest and fair event. And it wasn't. And it's clear that it wasn't. I mean, I keep bringing this up. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but you look at the crowds that turned out for Donald Trump and the scantily attended events that Joe Biden had that were very selective. I mean, there's not even a comparison.
Right.
And where there was all that unrest in places like Philadelphia, Detroit, you know, up in Wisconsin, I think that played right into Trump's hands, and I don't care what anybody says. I'll tell you that I truly believe with all my heart and soul, and it doesn't make a damn what I think, but I'm just going to say Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, I know that he won. I know that he won Georgia. I really don't know about Arizona. But the fact that there were shenanigans out there and people's hands got called, like using Sharpies that machines didn't count, I mean, there's an issue there as well. Well, and you take all those electoral votes away from Joe Biden, and he's not at 270.
Well, and I bring this up, too, not to sound like a broken record, but again, this is going to go on at least for the next 2 weeks, folks, and longer if they actually find something they've proven in court. And if you weren't listening earlier, there was a small victory in Georgia where a federal judge initially said, hey, don't erase any of the data, don't reset the machines in Georgia. Then he reversed himself, and then he reversed himself again. So he has now got a clear ruling that I think some of these machines have been impounded, actually.
Yeah.
So that they cannot be reconfigured and the data erased off of them.
But when you say some of them, which makes me worry.
Right.
How many some of these do we have?
Right. But I bring this up because this is another fault line in American politics. These sort of old, and I know you know some of these folks, but some of the old Bush, even going back to, it does seem to me that a lot of the folks around Reagan were never fully brought into the fold of official Washington. Some of them were.
No, they weren't people like Ed Meese.
Right.
Now, Jim Baker was, but Ed Meese and Michael Deaver, they were never... a part of the Washington establishment.
Right. So you're getting, for instance, Bill Kristol, who used to run what the Weekly Standard, was a big cheerleader for W, especially around the Iraq war time. He was now praising Joe Biden. For tapping Neera Tanden, I believe is her name. She's the head of the Center for American Progress to be OMB, Office of Management and Budget Director. Yeah, that's just wonderful.
Well, here's the thing. All these traditional Republicans can praise Joe Biden all they want, but he will punish the Republicans. You watch.
Yes.
He won't give them anything. He won't negotiate with them. You'll see in short order what kind of house he's going to run.
Well, and to see all this energy in the populist movement for Donald Trump, as well as a lot of energy for the likes of Bernie Sanders, who's not a traditional Democrat, let alone a Clinton Democrat by any means, to see the old guard who ran things under Clinton, who ran things under W, who ran things under Obama, oh, they're now back in the saddle, so we can all just let out a sigh of relief. Everything's wonderful. It's not like, you know, most of America was tired of that crap, whether you like Trump or not.
Well, they hated Trump from day one because he challenged that system that protected all these guys, Democrats and Republicans.
Well, so, and it's just,
you know,
I just kind of shake my head looking at these folks, and we'll see what happens. Apparently, some breaking news: the new head of the Revolutionary Guard for Iran, for Iran, was killed. Just about an hour or two ago, it was reported in the Arab press, killed along the Syria-Iraqi border. Man, Israel ain't playing.
No, they don't play. That's what I love about them.
Because they just killed the top nuclear scientist they had there in Iran. They just now killed the next, you know, Trump killed, what was the guy's name?
Soleimani.
Soleimani. Died like a dog. No, wait, that was Baghdadi. He died like a dog with the help of a great dog. Conan the dog.
My God. You better believe the press is going to be longing for at least the entertainment Donald Trump provided in the midst of official Washington business. But yeah, the latest head of the Revolutionary Guard killed just hours ago. So, reported.
So, did you see on Indeed? They're hiring. And if you want to put your resume in.
Good God. And what a mess that country is. The idea, you know, I thought the testing capabilities that they have these days are pretty amazing. You can test levels of radiation and these sorts of things pretty well. But, you know, given that certain military sites are closed off, given that that nuclear agreement with Iran under the Obama administration did nothing about weapons development outside of nuclear enrichment, and given how the Israelis, the Arabs, were going to react to an Iran with that sort of glide path to a bomb, it just wasn't going to fly. And even remove the prospects of a mushroom cloud or a bomb off the table. The idea that you're going to make Iran the richest, most powerful player in the Middle East, much to the chagrin of the Israelis and the Arabs, just never made any sense to me.
No.
And so now, as it looks like Trump is on his way out, despite the legal fights over the vote, and we have some more reports from data specialists talking about all these anomalies. Senator Rand Paul, not part of the Washington crew, he's pointing out all these anomalies in big cities. But given that Trump seems to be on his way out, Bibi Netanyahu, and I'm guessing this is Israel and Mossad up to this stuff, they are not playing. And they're taking out Iranian leaders. And by taking out, I mean killing these folks. Now, every few days you're seeing a new story about somebody being assassinated in Iran or having to do with Iran. So hold on to your butts, as Samuel Jackson said in Jurassic Park. It's going to be a wild ride. You know, this is the damnedest thing. It's the biggest, one of the biggest myths out there, that so many folks who dogged Trump for 4 years before he even got into office claimed he was a Russian asset, bed with the national security apparatus, with the intelligence community, winning Pulitzers off of this. They think everything's going to go back to normal.
It's not?
No, it's not.
You sure?
You're going to have a lot of trouble on your right flank with Donald Trump still leading the troops. And don't forget about Don Jr., who I think has ambitions of his own. I don't know if those will actually come to fruition, but Don Jr. definitely looks like he wants to run for something sometime soon. Then they're going to have a problem with their left flank. There are all sorts of progressives now kicking and screaming about the recent picks Biden has thrown in there to his national security team and now his economic team with this woman from the Center for American Progress, along with Janet Yellen, former head of the Federal Reserve, now tapped to be Treasury Secretary. Things ain't going back to normal, is my point. And I think there's going to be a lot of trouble in paradise. And I think a lot of folks will wake up to, yeah, even folks didn't like Trump. They're like, yeah, we didn't like him, but we forgot how bad it was under official Washington's boot. How these people could give a damn about you. You can vote them in, but they don't have to do a damn thing you hoped they would, you wanted them to do.
No. Day one, he's coming in to pick your pocket.
Right. This is, and then, of course, there are more new records here. AstraZeneca vaccine efficacy under review. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
What happened to the Russian vaccine? I thought they beat us to it. And they're trying to give it away and nobody wants it.
Yeah, and Moderna's now trying to get emergency approval. I believe that's the Bill Gates vaccine. Wonder how that'll
Screw go. Bill Gates.
You don't like Bill?
Hell no. None of those guys.
Yeah, you know, I don't begrudge anybody becoming a billionaire. I'm not like AOC in that way. But when some of these folks make all this money and then they turn into cronies, not just capitalists, but cronies who want to use all that money into controlling the world, so to speak.
You know, he's been quite Michael Dell.
Michael Dell?
Yeah, Dell Computers. He lives in Austin. Isn't that his name?
Yeah, I think so.
He hadn't said much during all this.
Yeah,
I'm sure he voted for Biden, but, you know, other than that.
Well, especially with these vaccines being rolled out, I don't want to hear another damn thing about lockdowns. And I know I don't think that's on the table here locally, and thank God. And I hope that isn't in any official's mind to try to do that again here in Alabama. Whether it's the governor, the mayor, anybody. Scott Harris himself. Please don't do that. That said, when you look at the
As Ricky Ricardo says, don't you do it.
Yeah, that's really what the COVID response has been like from our authorities. It's like an I Love Lucy episode. Where she loses, you know, track of, you know, running things on the conveyor belt. Who said that
the
Lucy...
candy?
I guess I am an old soul because those old episodes are still hilarious.
They are hilarious.
Just, I don't think we're going back to normal. And the more I see official Washington starting to come together, well, I don't think they realize how this country actually feels about what they've been up to for decades, Trump or no Trump. So we'll see where this goes. 272-9228. And there's a new data analysis from a guy named Justin Hart. He helped raise millions of dollars for Mitt Romney in 2012, of all people. But Donald Trump has retweeted charts from Justin Hart questioning vote tabulations, including retweeting Hart's calculation showing that Trump would have had to lose votes in Pennsylvania if the real-time individual timestamp entries from the New York Times were accurate. Hart said his analysis was used in a Pennsylvania legislative hearing Wednesday with numerous witnesses alleging voter fraud and voter irregularities. Essentially, what they're pointing out are these incredible spikes in the middle of the night in four big cities in four swing states all around the country. These spikes where you're seeing all these votes coming for Biden and none for Trump. And it doesn't seem to add up. Oh, it was just mail-in voting. Yeah, I don't know about that. Especially when you were breaking with all sorts of old rules having to do with mail-in voting. And all of a sudden, did people just become better at filling out their mail-in applications? Because there was a rejection rate at least in the 1% to 2%. Now you're getting below a percentage point of rejection rate of these mail-in absentee ballots. There's just a lot of anecdotal, circumstantial evidence that suggests a lot of dirty, dirty play. They're going to have to prove this in court. And, you know, Trump and team, Giuliani, Jenna Ellis are all claiming, well, the judges won't let us actually present our real evidence. Well, they're now going to appeal out of Pennsylvania to the Supreme Court. You're going to continue to see litigation in Georgia. I don't think Nevada's actually over and done with either. Let alone Arizona and other places. So, like I keep saying, this next 2 weeks is the crucial window. The most likely outcome is Joe Biden becoming the next president of the United States. But we shall see. A lot of folks have discounted Trump and his team before and ended up with egg on their face. We'll see what happens here in the next 2 weeks. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. I'm Joey. He's Jack.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
I'm still shaking off the holiday doldrums. Like, you get all relaxed after a four-day weekend. You gotta wake up. Well, when you turn on the news, it's like drinking from a fire hydrant. Ugh. We'll be right back.
It concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, Rich Thomas here. You've heard us say it. It's better with Bader, Eddie Bader. Trust me, Eddie is great with real estate. When it comes to real estate in the River Region, you would be hard-pressed to find a better agent. Whether you're buying or selling, Eddie's ready to represent you. The market is hot right now. Rates are low, which is great for buyers, and inventory is low, which is great for sellers. Call Eddie Bader with eXp Realty, 322-0662. Again, 322-0662. Don't miss your opportunity with this market. And hey, if you're on the fence about whether you want to do it, call him anyway. Eddie can talk to you about your options and what the market looks like in your area. A lot to take in, right? Well, here's what you need to remember. Eddie is great with real estate. Call him today at 322-0662. It is better with Bader. Eddie Bader, eXp Realty, 322-0662.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
It's switching season, that time of year when you say goodbye to slow, expensive internet and hello to super fast internet from WOW. Now starting at just $34.99 a month. It's the most wonderful deal of the year from the most wonderful provider in town. But hurry, switching season ends soon. Get super fast internet with no contracts for just $34.99 per month and find out how you can get a $200 Visa card at WOWWay.com. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. Offer subject to change. Contact WOW for full details.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. This part of the program brought to you by Troop Booth, an heirloom jeweler. Mm-hmm. Troop Booth trained at the Gemological Institute of America, as well as working with the family business over there at Heirloom Jewelers. 40-plus year business there at Heirloom Jewelers. He's an expert when it comes to fine antique and estate jewelry pieces. And he can really help you out whether you're looking to buy fine antique jewelry pieces as a Christmas gift or you're looking to sell your jewelry that you never wear and you're willing to part with for the right price. And mm-hmm. Troop Booth, I bet you, hey, Bugsy, has the right
price. That's great, Bugsy. Thank you.
He's appreciate it.
And, you know, it has been during the pandemic by appointment over there at Heirloom Jewelers. Right. But as we're entering into the Christmas season, they're opening things up at the showroom, 6948 Vaughn Road. Right when you're going east and you cross over Bell Road on Vaughn, it's that shopping little strip center right there on the right, Watchman Circle, I believe, in Vaughn Road. And you can just stop by. They'll be open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. No appointments through Christmas. Now, there's going to be an open house tomorrow,
okay.
Tuesday. JT and Leanne, Blue Water's own, JT and Leanne.
They're going to be out there?
Yeah, they'll be out there in-store live tomorrow, 11 to 12 in the morning. And then also there's another Christmas open house on Thursday, the 3rd.
All right.
So a lot going on this week at Heirloom Jewelers. Y'all stop by, see what they have in stock. And really, because of Troop's expertise and this network of buyers and sellers in the antique jewelry market all across the country, he has some incredible jewelry pieces in stock.
Yeah.
So y'all check him out today.
Don't forget his website. Susanna has been, my wife has been poking around his website here. So I might as well plug it. It's a really good site. She said it's super user-friendly, and she keeps finding things on there she would like to see under the tree.
And it's as simple as heirloomjewelers.com. Yep. Heirloomjewelers.com. You can always call them at 260-0066, but with these open house going on tomorrow, on Thursday, opening up the store, opening at 10 in the morning till 5, Tuesday through Friday, and on Saturday, 10 till 2, y'all check them out. Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Now, it's an international story, Jack, but it's a bit unsettling about what the Chinese Communist Party and government is up to. This is out of Sydney, Australia.
Yeah.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison is demanding the Chinese government delete a quote-unquote repugnant tweet of alleged war crimes in Afghanistan. The doctored image appears to show an Australian soldier murdering a child.
Mm-hmm.
It follows a report last week that found Australian Special Forces had committed at least 39 unlawful killings in Afghanistan. The image is confronting. It was posted by a Chinese foreign ministry spokesman and shows a doctored image which portrays an Australian soldier with a bloody knife next to a child. The child is seen holding a lamb. The text beneath the photo reads, "Don't be afraid. We are coming to bring you peace." Oh.
Yep.
Australian media reported the Twitter post appeared to be a reference to unsubstantiated rumors that elite Australian soldiers had used knives to murder two Afghan teenagers. An inquiry into misconduct by special forces found no evidence to support the hearsay. I don't know, it just seems like during this whole transition period, you know, things up in the air, there's a lot of action going on in foreign policy, whether you're looking at all these assassinations with the Iranians, you're seeing China continue to make a lot of moves. And don't be surprised, folks, that whether it's Trump or Biden, there's some sort of military action towards Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole idea of this one China, two systems thing, I had a feeling they're going to make a move. You're trying to show how strong you are and your economy's not doing so hot. If you're President Xi, well, how did Mao rise to power? As a great military hero. You could see maybe President Xi doing that. And speaking of what's going on in China, they've essentially, with this new national security law imposed on Hong Kong, they've cracked down on all that.
Yeah.
So much for respecting the sort of common law British tradition in Hong Kong.
But what did people expect? That's the part I don't get.
Right. Well, the gambit, believed by all sorts of people, that if you enrich China, they'll, you know, turn things around and become more liberalized, so to speak, in their politics. It just didn't work out that way. Now, the Communist Party enriched themselves, invested in more controlling mechanisms.
But who didn't
some of this
that?
Technology they have is scary. Scary, scary stuff.
Yeah.
How they track people, their social credit system. I mean, they have these cameras they call the God's Eye. Where, I mean, you're 1,000 feet in the air and they can zoom down to your shoelaces. I'm not exaggerating. Where they can track people with all this data tracking along with cameras and other methods. I mean, this is not a regime to kind of shrug and go, oh, they like money. Oh, yeah, they're good guys. Sure. Doesn't mean we're going to get in a shooting war over, you know, these man-made islands or even Taiwan. But the idea that we're just going to, you know, get along with the Chinese, I'm sure that'll work out.
And speaking of more absurdities, you saw this with Tony Blinken being named Secretary of State for...
What happened to Winking and Nod?
Winking and Nod, I know, man.
Well, he was, one of these guys on the news circuit and writing op-eds saying, if Trump just talked tougher to Putin, then they won't put bounties on Americans. Because that's what Vladimir Putin needs, just a tough talking to. And he'll stop it. Sure.
Okay.
And it's crap like that, that I know Biden doesn't believe, I know Blinken doesn't believe, I know all these folks in the press don't believe,
right.
But they think you'll believe it. And damn it, some of you did and voted for it. Russian assets. Trump's a Russian asset. He wants our soldiers to be killed by the Russians. Trump's the guy who wants Nord Stream 2 to be stopped.
Right.
Which is the pipeline coming out of Russia into Europe.
And why is that, Joey? Why does he want that to be stopped?
Well, because when Russia has the Europeans by you-know-what,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
in terms of energy, that
right.
gives them more power over European politics.
Then why do the Europeans think this is a good idea?
It's all about money.
There you go.
It's all about money. They don't actually care for their people.
Nope.
Well, and I saw this this isn't unsettling at all, that, with, NATO needing a new mission, why don't we just have a European army? Not a Polish army and... A German army.
Good idea.
And a French army. Let's just have one European force that can work together. I'm sure that's going to work out well.
So well.
Good God. I mean, this is what is going to be entertaining to watch and tragic, is all these brilliant people who have been working for years as careerists in the deep state, in the administrative state, they'll get in power and they're going to make all sorts of mistakes and then try to blame others for it. And I hope they realize we're not going to buy it anymore or for much longer. You can fool millions of people, but not all of us. 70-plus million voted for Trump, and it's not just because, they love Donnie from Queens. A lot of people voted for Trump because he was the hand grenade to throw at the establishment.
Right.
Right.
And I don't think they understand this. So I'm hoping we can build a coalition in the next few years that actually is a big tent. That is a lot of different people from different walks of life who realize it is the establishment, it is the corporate press and the big folks in charge in universities, the press, in government, in the administrative state, as Red Top talked about, the Justice Department, the intelligence community, that we wake up to these are the folks who are the problem. They've been the problem for a while. And it'd be one thing if they were doing a good job. They're not doing a good job.
No.
And haven't been serving the people in this country or others very well for decades now. We need to hold them to account. We thought Trump might be the bull in the china shop to do that, but apparently they've stolen it from him. But we'll see, like I said, in the next 2 weeks. 272-9228, if you want to get in on the program. Let's go to Wes. Hey, Wes.
Hello there.
How are you, sir?
I've actually been working a little bit this morning, so I haven't been listening enough, but with Flynn's latest status of being
pardoned
by Trump, what does that do with the gag order? Can he now talk?
Yes.
Or how's that?
I believe he can. He already had an op-ed. It was more a bunch of platitudes and thanking people, which is much deserved. There are a lot of folks who supported Flynn because they almost bankrupted the guy with all this litigation. Right. But, Jack, you got to leave? Okay. Bye, Jack.
Okay. I hope I'm not the reason he had to leave.
No. His helper's there. I could hear the vacuum cleaner in the background. But keep going with Flynn.
Well, no. I was just curious about that because that being the case, there's not much time left. But I wonder if this would help bring I wonder if anything brought out at this point forward till January 20th or whatever the cutoff would be. I wonder if there could be special counsels.
That's what I'm hoping. And I think there are some folks who are really worried, Wes, just between us and everybody out there listening, is that John Brennan has been very cagey lately, saying, still, take Trump out. We can't wait till January 20th. There was a lot of interference in the press being run that Durham had closed up shop. They didn't have anything. And then took a few days for folks to come back and go, actually, that's not true. So there's been, you can see, it's been obvious. There's been a major effort since the press called the election for Biden to just get everybody to submit. Submit, submit, submit. I don't care that resistance was the virtue for the last 3.5, 4 years against Trump. Now submission is the virtue. Mm-hmm. Just to submit to our narrative. Everything Trump talked about was a lie. There's nothing here about us, you know, cooking something up with the Russia collusion theory. None of that's true. Just don't pay attention. Well, I think we should be paying attention. That's why, you know, Trump could have waited to pardon Flynn until he was like January, as is tradition. But he did it last week.
Why?
I think that helps.
Yes.
With Durham.
Well, and that's what I'm wondering if the timing was all about, trying to give him time to put something together legally that could maybe, you know, that Flynn could come out and say, this is who said what to who about what, and, you know, here come hopefully some charges could finally start coming out and all this stuff, because otherwise, it's under the rug. I mean, if Biden pulls us off, or the Democrats, or the deep state, or, you know, whoever you want to, you know, Bezos, or everybody, whoever pulls it all off, you know, it'll never come to light again.
Right. So, well, I mean, these next few weeks, this next month really is crucial for a lot of things to break. They could appoint a special prosecutor an investigation could continue, kind of like they did with Mueller. Shoe being on the other foot, that'd be, some sort of justice there. But, also these folks are very skilled at running things. They're just not as skilled as they used to be. And you also, as I keep saying, have millions, tens of millions, 70 million at least, but I think more than that, of Americans who are fed up with things. There are some folks who voted against Trump who do not love the deep state and who do not love the corporate press, a lot of people on the left. So I think you're going to see a lot of folks ready to throw, not literal, metaphorical bombs at the traditional narrative. It's not going back to normal. We want to know what the heck's going on. We're tired of your fairy tales.
Well, and, you know, and the sad thing is, it's people like Sullivan, the judge. I mean, you know, he'll never face any. I mean, he's a judge. I mean, he can't face any consequence because he was just doing what the DNC or whoever told him to. But at least Strauss or somebody with a name recognition, just at least, just something. You know, just throw us a bone. You know,
right? We need it. We need it desperately.
Yeah.
I mean, my word. It's just frustrating on some different levels that, you know, the pandemic's already bad enough, and then piling on with all the Black Lives Matter. I mean, the whole scenario is just ridiculous and frustrating. It really is.
Well, Wes, anyway. I appreciate the call, man. Keep listening.
All right, sure. Y'all have a good one.
272-9228, 272-9228. Coming up, we have some lighter issues. In particular, there's an update on that monolith in Utah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, where did it go?
Bye-bye.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is James Jones with Jones Drugs. We've got locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Greenville, and Montgomery, and soon to be Phoenix City. My dad told me once if I wanted the whole world to know anything, to tell my aunt. Well, I don't have my aunt here, but I've got the next best thing, Blue Water Broadcasting. They have helped us grow the Jones Drug family in this area for over 10 years. Thank you, Blue Water.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Talk about a change of wardrobe and a change of reality. Today, windy, sharply colder, Arctic air moving in. No traditional high today. Temperatures fall all day, down to 42 by, let's say, sunset. Upper 20s overnight tonight. The first widespread freeze of the season. Tomorrow will be a cold December day with high temperatures only in the 40s. Coldest night will be Tuesday night. I think we'll fall to the mid-20s by dawn on Wednesday. And then back to the 50s on Wednesday afternoon. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Is this how you conduct yourself in a democracy?
Yes. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house, man on the phones. Again, give us a call at 272-9228. Now, maybe a little bit of hope that the FBI is actually doing something. I'm not going to hold my breath, but the Voter Integrity Project, their leader is named Matt Brainard, young man, data specialist, brilliant guy.
Right.
He said Sunday, yesterday, the FBI is asking him for findings from the Voter Integrity Project initiative related to possible illegal ballots in the 2020 election. Brainard, who was formerly a strategist and data chief for the Trump campaign, really in 2016, all that unique number crunching they had was because of this guy, helped put them over the top. He's helped lead efforts recently to try to determine whether widespread voter fraud occurred and impacted the outcome of the election, in which major media outlets have declared, of course, Joe Biden the winner. The FBI has proactively and directly requested from me the VIP findings that indicate illegal ballots, VIP meaning Voter Integrity Project. By Tuesday, we will have delivered to the agency all of our data, including names, addresses, phone numbers, etc., he said. Also, former Kansas Attorney General Phil Klein, who serves as director of the Amistad Project of the Thomas More Society, indicated that an FBI agent from the Los Angeles field office had contacted Brainard. The Amistad Project of the Thomas More Society retained Matt Brainard and his team after Election Day to develop data analysis to cultivate as evidence to support election integrity lawsuits in the battleground states, Klein tweeted. We've learned that Mr. Brainard was contacted by FBI Special Agent Young Oh, what a name, of the FBI Los Angeles field office seeking our data. Mr. Brainard is cooperating with this request, and we fully support him. This data has been used to identify hundreds of thousands of potentially fraudulent ballots in states where we filed litigation. More about this data will be made available in Matt Brainard's appearance before a meeting with legislators in Arizona tomorrow. And right now, as we speak, there is apparently a hearing going on with Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis in Arizona about voter fraud there. If you look into what Matt Brainard has presented, a lot of it's, hey, can we break down people who we clearly on the website can see moved out of state, that an out-of-state request, and yet they still voted, say, in Nevada. Yet they moved out of Nevada. How's that? Or people who are clearly dead, but they voted in 2020.
How do we know they're
dead, Joey? Well, death certificates have a thing to them.
Oh!
These sorts of things. So we'll see where this develops. Like I'm saying, the next 2 weeks are a crucial aspect to this, but we shall see. 272-9228, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. We've got a call here from Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm fine. Hey, I'm glad you brought up Mr. Brainard.
This is a kind of weird thing, and I wanted to pass it along to you, too. When the election happened the next day, he actually went on. He knew there was something was fishy, and he went on to a GoFundMe and was trying to raise money. Initially, it was like 100,000 bucks, and it exceeded that and went up to $250,000. But GoFundMe kicked it out and returned everybody's money.
Oh.
He then had to, yeah. So, come to find out there's some Obama appointees or something like that, or some Obama people that are on the board. And that kind of gets deep. And a lot of these tech companies have former Obama people on these boards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a ton of them do. I mean, of course, you got Netflix with Obama and all that. But Brainerd is an extremely intelligent guy. And the funny part was, when this all happened, I got a kickback, and I found this. Somehow I got his email, and I texted him, hey, what's going on? Why? Well, he responded back to me. And actually, I've been texting him back and forth for over a month now.
Oh, wow.
And cool. Yeah, and I was going to give, when we hang up, I need to talk to you. Show.
And you broke up there for a second, Chris. You need to talk to me after the show?
Oh, yeah. After I need to, I'll text you. Maybe we can get him on your show.
Okay, yeah, fantastic. Would love that.
But I'm telling you guys, what he was doing, like you were talking to talking about earlier, this guy was one of the main reasons why Trump won. He was able to virtually zero in on people that were Trump supporters in the way he's able to do this. And it was actually changed the game, people said, in the way campaigns are run.
Yep.
This guy is no slouch, and he's very intelligent. He also is going to, he's putting together, he has started a project. What he's going to do is looking at voter rolls and people who had died. And they were able to go in and find people who had died who had voted. And so that was one of the main projects he started on. But, of course, this blossomed into other stuff. And, of course, now the FBI is contacting him. Again, I don't know what's going to come out of it, but he got the data there, and there is a lot of people that are quite curious because he was able to raise like over $500,000 just within a week or so.
Yeah, I think one of the last interviews I saw with Mr. Brainerd, he was saying, okay, we got enough money. Thanks, but stop sending
money. Yeah, we got enough money. People were giving him money left and right. Man. And what made the whole situation worse for the Obama appointees on GoFundMe is they kicked them off the platform and refunded money. When that went out through social media, it made it even, people even wanted to give money even more. I think that's one of those stories you do not need to keep your eyes off. I think this guy has got some really, I don't know what the California FBI has anything to do with it. I don't trust them. And where have they been for the past, month?
Right.
I don't know. So, but I'm glad you brought him up, Joey, and I'll get you that contact info.
We'll fantastic.
That, I'd love to see him come on the show.
Be great.
Thank you, Chris.
Man. But look, y'all have a good one, and I just want to throw that your way. Thanks, buddy.
Take
y'all
care, Chris.
272-9228, 272-9228. Now, we reported it last week.
Mm-hmm.
The mysterious, tall, shiny metal monolith in the southeastern Utah desert.
Yep.
It was about 10 to 12 feet. Like
about 12 feet tall?
Two men tall.
Mm-hmm.
Well, about two Joeys.
Yeah, definitely. About two Joeys.
About 5'10 and a half.
And they still couldn't see the top. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, I'm not 6 foot. Well, it's disappeared.
What do you mean it disappeared?
Yeah. According to the BLM, not Black Lives Matter, Bureau of Land Management.
Yeah, yeah.
They've said, we have received credible reports that the illegally installed structure, referred to as the monolith, has been removed from public lands by an unknown party, the Bureau of Land Management said on a Facebook post on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
They claim they didn't remove it.
No, they
somebody
didn't.
Else did.
Right.
And they say, we do not investigate crimes involving private property, which are handled by the local sheriff's office.
I don't
see. I thought this was on public land.
Right, I don't see where the crime is really taken place yet.
And you have some more information on this. That,
yeah, one of the I read a story last night that after that story was produced, a couple people went to go see the monolith. They want to see it. So they went down there this weekend, over the long weekend. And one guy in particular, he said while they were hiking that way, a truck passed them going the other way that had a big silver metal box in the back. And while they thought it was odd at first, they continued on their journey. So they found, or they got to the area where the monolith was, and it is no longer there. It seemed to say, I think written in the sand, bye, and then a cuss word, like goodbye.
Witches? Ladies.
Yeah. But and then also someone seemed to urinate there as well.
All right, then.
Right where it was at. So, yeah, I don't get it. I still think it's kind of funny. I wish those things would start popping up all over.
Just monoliths all over the place?
Yeah, just out of the blue. Yeah. And then the rumor get out there that they're time travelers.
Yeah.
I think it would be hysterical.
You have a tinfoil hat ready for me?
I do.
Okay. I will look good in those.
It's shaped like a boat. It's a boat hat. So you'd be like a pirate hat. But yeah, it's cool. Yeah.
Well, the monolith is now missing. What in the world?
But all those people that we used to make fun of with the tin hats, tinfoil hats, some of them are kind of right now.
Indeed. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. 272-9228. If you want to get in before we close up shop today.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Hey everyone, Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting, and I have been saying for years now how much I enjoy working out. I am so excited to be able to actually talk about how I do get to maintain that and the great coaching that I have. WP Fitness with Alita Coin is my secret to all of that. Whether you want to get stronger, you want to lose weight, you want to try new things like competitions, WP Fitness has that. Just whatever goal you have in mind, that is what Alice provides, and I want him to share with you a little bit about what WP can offer.
Yes, we offer sports performance training and adults training class. Our sports performance training is for our 7-year-olds and on up. In our adults class, we train people to get ready for their 5Ks and just general physical preparation.
One thing is for sure is that anything that you're looking for, WP has that. So please tell them where they can find you.
1555 Eastern Boulevard, the old Sam's building. Our Facebook page and our Instagram is WP Alabama. And our website is WPAlabama.com.
An official message from Medicare.
So, did you try it yet?
Comparing plans? Oh, yeah. They sure can change year to year.
Well, I found lower prescription costs and historically low plan premiums.
Ooh, how about those new insulin savings? Hundreds of plans, $35 a month.
That'll save you money.
Comparing plans really pays.
Mm-hmm.
Compare plans from home at Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Final moments of the show here. I'm Joey. He's Eddie.
And Al.
972-9228 if you want to get in before we close up shop. Dan Morris with the Dan Morris Show is up next. Now, Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr., they both came out of retirement, had a boxing match.
Now, don't tell me who won. I haven't watched the fight yet.
What are you talking about?
I haven't watched it. I got it recorded. I haven't watched it. I watched the post-interview. I've watched lots of interviews, but I haven't watched the fight.
Well, if you watch the post-interview, then you know what happened.
Well, I know what they called it, but I hear that Tyson really won that fight.
They called it a draw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but a lot of folks are reacting, going, what do you mean, a draw?
Even Roy Jones Jr. in that press conference. He's like, they asked him if he wants to do it again, and he said, man, you know, you always hear people say about getting hit by Mike Tyson. You don't want to get hit by Mike Tyson. He said, I don't know if I want to get hit by Mike Tyson again.
And these were mostly body blows because there were no knockouts. They had a gentleman's agreement, don't hit each other in the face, right?
And the post-interview was the best interview I've ever seen. Mike Tyson was like a little kid. I mean, he was so excited, very complimentary of Roy Jones Jr., which if you've seen, watch Mike Tyson lately, he has really changed his personality. He's no longer a thug kind of guy. But I just thought it was great, man. It was two guys. They seemed to be actually friends, complimentary each other the whole way, talking about the fight. And I am going to watch the fight, but I did hear Mike Tyson got in the most licks.
Well, he was asked right after the fight, did he smoke marijuana?
Yeah.
The devil's lettuce. Did you have any of that jazz cabbage before you went out there to box? And he said, absolutely, yes. He went on. He said, listen, I can't stop smoking. I smoke during fights. I just have to smoke. I'm sorry. I'm a smoker. I smoke every day. I never stop smoking. Well, I think he likes to smoke the ganja.
But I still don't want to get hit by a stoned Mike Tyson.
Yeah. I don't care if he's a little bit high.
No.
No, and actually, I think some athletes, especially fighters, will indulge in cannabis while they train.
I think so. Maybe it kind of calms him a little bit.
Well, and I'm not shocked. I believe Tyson has like a multi-acre ranch somewhere.
Where he's a big-time grower.
It's a grow operation in, California or Arizona?
I want to say it's Arizona.
Yeah. And somebody asked, did the marijuana help numb the pain from his Saturday night fight? He said, no, it just numbs me. It doesn't numb the pain.
That's Tyson.
No, actually, of all people who need to be numbed a little bit, it's Mike Tyson. You listen to that guy talk about his rage.
Oh, man.
And how he's come to the other side of, like, that anger he had for years. Yeah, I think, if anybody needs it, it's Mike.
Well, I seen an interview with him and I think it was Joey Diaz.
Yeah.
And he told Joey Diaz the only reason or only way he could ever quit doing cocaine is if he got an accident or got caught by the police.
And that's what it says here at USA Today. He stopped using cocaine about 2.5 years ago, but not marijuana. The marijuana mellows him out because he has anger issues.
He does have anger issues.
Mm-hmm. Well, wow.
Some people need to be medicated. He's one of them.
How old is he? In his mid-50s?
50s. Both of them are like 52, 54, something like that.
That's a scary dude.
And he is cut. Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. That's scary. You ever want to get in the ring?
Not with Tyson.
For $1 million.
I couldn't do it, man. I'd pee myself. Or worse.
what a world. What a world. Well, Eddie, thank you.
Hey, my pleasure, Joey. We'll see you tomorrow, which is birthday day for Joey.
Yeah, tomorrow's my birthday. Don't make too big of a deal out of it, Eddie.
I'm not. Don't forget, strippers will be there about 7.
Oh, this is a morning show, Eddie.
It's 11:58.
Yeah, it's still the morning.
McDonald's menu is back on burgers, baby.
Yes. Exactly. Y'all stay tuned. Dan Morris with the Dan Morris Show is next. I will be back with Jack Campbell and this gentleman here, if you can call him that, Eddie Bader. More news and views from 9 till noon. But for now, I say ta-ta.